Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions of Americans are again facing dangerous sub-freezing and near-zero wind chills with ice in the Pacific Northwest, challenging commuters as well. Roads remain slick across much of the country.
The reality is it's so much harder to stop.
AAA's Regina Cooper-Ali. At least 9 people have died so far because of the weather. 6 in Tennessee, 2 in New Jersey, and 1 in Mississippi. The National Weather Service had wind chill advisories or warnings in effect for 26 states from North Dakota to Florida. The Northeast, especially along the I-95 corridor, will have wind chills in the single digits. More than a dozen Democrats are joining with Republican House lawmakers to denounce President Biden's policies at the border. A resolution passed in the GOP-controlled House of Representatives on Wednesday. It called for an end to what they consider open border policies at the White House. 14 Democrats joined in, voting yes on that resolution. This as House Republicans seek to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the border crisis. Just off an historic victory on the campaign trail in Iowa, Donald Trump was quickly back spending time dealing with legal issues in New York City on Wednesday. In the new E. Jean Carroll defamation trial in Manhattan, Trump has no love for Judge Lewis Kaplan.
Now, that's a nasty man. He's a nasty judge. He's a Trump-hating guy.
Language like that, spoken loud enough for jurors to hear on Wednesday, was enough for Judge Kaplan to threaten to toss Trump out. Last year, a jury found Trump liable for sexually abusing Carroll. She got $5 million in damages in that verdict. Trump claims that he is the victim in the case, not Carroll. Catherine, Princess of Wales, recovering in a hospital after successful abdominal surgery. The operation was planned, and she will have to remain in the hospital for 10 to 14 days, followed by recovery at Windsor Castle. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Israel-Hamas war is raging on in the Gaza Strip. Civilians in the region are fleeing as Israeli forces have attacked the area around Gaza's main hospital. It comes as medicine was delivered for Israeli hostages in exchange for additional humanitarian aid for the Palestinians in the area. NYPD officers may have found their suspect in a serial stabbing case that prompted a citywide manhunt this week. Over the past 9 days, 4 men and 1 woman have been stabbed randomly in Queens.
Walking around the street, randomly stabbing people with a hunting knife. There is no connection to the individuals, and it seems to be unprovoked.
Police think the same person's responsible for at least 2 other stabbings since January 8th. On Wednesday, New York officers took a man into custody they believe to be their suspect. Americans are continuing to spend more money at the grocery store. According to HelpAdvisor.com, folks in California, Nevada, Mississippi, and Washington spent the most on groceries, while households in Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, and Michigan spent the least. Oscar 2023 biopic examining J. Robert Oppenheimer's role in the world-changing Manhattan atomic bomb project will be streaming soon. Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer hits the Peacock streaming channel on February 16th. Since its release in theaters back in July, the movie's garnered more than $950 million at the global box office. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, great to have you along with us. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and Father Frank Provone is going to be joining us in just a moment. He is in Washington, D.C. right now, even as we're talking, the National Director of Priests for Life. He's here to join us to report on the March for Life in D.C. and the Walk for Life West Coast. It's going to be taking place today through next Monday. Lots of activities, lots of things that are happening that he will report on. It's about prayer, it's activism, and politics will be the focus of Priests for Life's D.C. events this weekend for the March of Life and the West Coast Walk of Life. Father Frank, are you there? Okay, I guess he's getting... You can imagine he's there in the midst of a lot of activity. In fact, you know, I just spoke with a mutual friend, and, you know, I just said, in knowing the schedule, you know, for today and throughout the weekend, because I think it was going to start off this morning with a prayer breakfast and a meeting, and they're meeting right now, I believe, at Planned Parenthood on 4th Street Northeast in D.C. So they've got a rally taking place there. So this is what I was a bit concerned with, that there might be some distractions. So we're still waiting on him now, Brad. Okay. And there's no way to... Hey, Father Frank, we need you on the air here, buddy. You're holding us up. You're holding our audience up. Millions of people wanting to hear about what's going on for the March of Life, and you're distracted by a phone call. But that's, you know, that's what happens in these kind of events. We're used to interacting, and we know that this is part of the challenge you run into at times when it is live. Sometimes people who are coordinating this are not keeping the people on task and understanding that, hey, look, it's showtime. Here he is. We've been waiting for you. I know that you were being grabbed in 50 different directions at the same time, because there you are at the prayer and protest taking place at Planned Parenthood this morning, right?
Exactly, exactly. It's so good to be with you this morning. Hey, we just kicked off what's going to be several days of very, very intense pro-life activity. The two largest pro-life events that take place in America and in the world each year. The March for Life in Washington tomorrow, and then the Walk for Life in San Francisco the day after tomorrow.
Yeah, when I was looking at the schedule, Frank, I thought, wow, you're going to be busy. I mean, you had the prayer and protest, then 12:32, you've got another assemblage. I mean, lots of activities and focus on March for Life and why life is important.
Well, yes, and it's foundational. You know, we all know that there's many issues that we're dealing with in America and in the world, many issues that confront voters in the elections. But what we say when we're talking about the right to life, which abortion attacks, is that it's not the only issue. It's the core of every issue. You know, why is poverty important? Well, because people have a right to food, clothing, and shelter. Well, why? Well, because they have a right to live. Why is unemployment an issue? Well, because people have a right to work. Why? Because they have the right to make a living. Why? Because they have a right to live. Whatever issue is an issue, you can always boil it down to the dignity of life, and that's what we're standing up for here today in Washington and across the nation.
Exactly, because this is life is something that was sanctified by God himself. This isn't, this isn't something that, Congress came together and agreed upon. I mean, this is the very basis of who we are, why we exist, right?
Well, the founding fathers recognized that. That's why they mentioned life first among the inalienable rights that we have. But, here's the thing. I'm sure a lot of people are listening to us now who are thinking, just as people across the country when they confront this issue think, that, okay, I believe that human life is sacred. Of course I do. Of course I respect people. What has happened, though, is that the word abortion has lost all its meaning. Now, I just started this prayer vigil here in front of Planned Parenthood in Washington, and the first thing I said was, let's have an honest debate on abortion in this country. What do I mean? I think we've been having a fake debate, because when we say abortion, we're talking about the dismemberment of a living baby. When the other side says abortion, they're talking about things that we also agree with, but they're different topics. Women's health, the constitutional rights, freedom and choice. We believe in all those things, except that, the other side is pretending to talk about abortion, but they'll never describe it. They'll never, for example, pick up a medical textbook on how abortions are done, because if they do, they open it up and they read the word dismember. They read the word decapitate. And it's like, I don't even want to think about this. And yet that's what we're tolerating when we tolerate abortion.
Well, this is the reality that Abby Johnson was faced with, as you know, Father Frank, that, when she was working as a director for Planned Parenthood, was one of their top directors and highly awarded and respected, until that fateful day when she went in the back room and witnessed an abortion for herself. And, and when she saw it for herself, it changed her life. And she did a complete 180, because you realized that, this is a baby. And this idea that we, we talk about, and, again, words are powerful, and they can be diluted in such a way that it gets us off point and takes us away from the truth. Abortionists want to talk about it in terms of a fetus. Well, I don't know. You probably saw, I'm sure, Focus on the Family, and they're getting acknowledged for this award-winning ad that they put out, that it's a baby. It's a very powerful presentation of common sense, because people know, they don't say, well, I'm having a fetus. Well, what have you named your fetus yet? No, it's never been that way.
And this is one of the things we'll be launching, by the way, in these next few days, among the many, many, we know there's a March for Life, but there's actually dozens of different events. And one of the things we're going to be doing is launching an app called See Baby Grow. And you mentioned about the powerful ad by our friends at Focus on the Family. This new app is the most powerful educational tool for who this baby is in the womb. I want to encourage our listeners to go there and to the App Store or Google Play and wherever they get their apps, and look for See Baby Grow, because this is going to astonish people. It's better than ultrasound. It's an actual camera placed inside the womb. And you can see the heart of the baby actually beating in full red, living color at 4 weeks. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, the right to life, as is stated in the website at March for Life, is a human right. Our defense of that right is a joyful witness, it says, to the beauty and dignity of every human person. And that is as sanctified by God himself. That isn't man's opinion. This is what God has to say about it, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, for people of faith, this is a very, very basic and clear-cut issue. And that's why, by the way, tomorrow's activities are not going to start by marching. Tomorrow's activities are going to start by praying. And I want folks to be encouraged to know, and of course those that are coming here to join us, for the National Prayer Service, which will be at Constitution Hall And we're going to not only pray as we begin the march, it's going to be an interdenominational service that I'll be leading, but we're also going to honor some of the people who have best articulated what we are talking about here today. One of them is Mr. Mark Houck. You know, he's the one whose home was raided by the FBI. Peaceful Life activist from Philadelphia.
And Father Frank, let me stop you there. We'll tell people more about it on the other side of the break.
Your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, and Father Frank Pavone continues with us. He's in D.C. right now, even as we talk. Lots of events scheduled for today. as we tomorrow will actually be the official day of March for Life, and then the West Coast has its version. It's 20th anniversary of the Walk for Life, which will be centered in San Francisco. Is that correct, Father Frank?
Yes, that's exactly right. And San Francisco, we get about 45,000 to 50,000 out there for the West Coast Walk. Here in Washington, it's like three times larger than that. But you know, there's an amazing similarity in the nature of the crowds. They're very joyful. They're very loving. The police often tell us, hey, you know, this is our favorite crowd of people because they're families, they're respectful, they love the country, they love the law, they love cleanliness, you know, and it's just a happy, happy group of people. So, and that's what we're going to see once again as these events unfold.
Well, as you're talking about, you get people offering testimony like Mr. Houck and that, and others who are guilty of, you know, praying for the safety of women. I mean, look at 50 years of Roe v. Wade. Yes, we had the Dobbs decision that has now sent it back to the state. But that's a lot of experience. Over a million, 100 million babies murdered in the womb. You know, they keep using that. It's become a static number, 60 million plus, but they don't count the abortifacients, which is another 40 million or so. So 100 million. And then we got what we got news this week that worldwide, there were something like 43 million abortions, over 43 million abortions worldwide last year alone. So, you know, this is not only affecting America. This is a pandemic of an epic level that people do not, you know, see. People who've gone through and experienced abortion, as you and I have discussed before, you know, they carry the horror and the ache in their very heart till the day they die. And this is why this organically took off, was the women who had experienced abortion said they lied to us. You know, the Supreme Court and all these politicians lied to us. They told us this was going to be rare, it was going to be safe, that it was just, you know, like excess tissue. Well, I don't remember the last time that I remember the age of a tumor that got extracted, but I definitely remember that my child would have been 13 today had he continued to live. So this is the reality of it. Go ahead, Frank.
Well, what you're saying is also a very large part of the events of these next few days. I'm privileged to be pastoral director of the Silent No More campaign. And so we're going to have, at the conclusion of the march tomorrow, right in front of the steps of the Supreme Court, as we've been doing for the last couple of decades, a rally where those who have had abortions are going to speak and they're going to share their testimony. And they're going to talk about how they were deceived, they were misled, they were hurt, their abortion didn't solve their problems, it only created more problems, how their relationships were destroyed, their physical health very often was devastated. And they're going to then talk about the healing, the welcome they found in the pro-life movement and the church, and the healing they found in Jesus Christ. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to do it again the next day in San Francisco.
Wow,
the event
that's awesome.
Will start there at the Civic Plaza with one of these gatherings. And people can read these testimonies online. You know, obviously, most of our listeners are not going to be able to be with us in person. So I want to tell them abortiontestimonies.com is where they can go and see, watch, and read what these people have to say, because these are some of the most important voices in the abortion debate.
Well, how powerful, and this is the whole truth and nothing but. These are women, and then, Father Frank, are you going to have men there as well talking about their experience? Good, because this is something that we've been encouraging and been excited to hear about. In fact, earlier this week, we had the privilege of talking with Ryan Bomberger. You may know him.
Ryan,
his life, his mother was conceived as a result of a rape. And his mother had the courage to put him up for adoption, carry him through, through gestation, delivered him, and gave him up for adoption, and became part of a family of 15. An incredible story, just a terrific human being. I mean, he's an Emmy Award-winning creator. An awesome young man, and he himself has a family of, he's got two kids. He says, two kids that are homemade. He says, two kids are homemade, and they had two kids that are adopted.
He's a great guy. I'll be with him later today. And, you know, and there's a whole range of different people who are impacted in different ways. You know, we're also going to have grandparents. And you think about, yes, for every abortion, there's four grandparents who lost,
exactly,
their child. And,
right,
you know, and then when they come to know of it, they grieve as well. Or maybe they tried to stop the abortion and they couldn't stop it. There's a lot of pain there. And there's pain on the part of siblings. There's a lot of young children. They realize they lost a brother or a sister from abortion.
Exactly.
How does this impact them? And, Bill, what about the friends? You know, very often we know a friend drives a friend to the abortion,
yes,
clinic or helps pay for it. Well, that person is going to suffer, too, as they realize the harm that they did. So all of this requires standing up, speaking up, praying together. That's what these days are going to be marked by. And, again, I want to invite people to tune in to that national prayer service tomorrow. Besides Mark Houck, we're going to have Bishop Joseph Strickland, who, as you know, was also in the news recently, removed by Pope Francis from his diocese. He and I are going to be marching side by side, and we're going to
offer
the prayer service, too. And, you know, because, again, the theme is, hey, folks, don't be intimidated. Speak up. There's a lot of pain here. There's a lot of healing. There's a lot of lives to save.
Yeah, exactly. These are like-minded people coming together. Certainly the Catholic Church has been leading the way in many respects on this, Father Frank, as you know. And but it's people of all faiths that are coming together and realizing the horror of abortion, that is not it is not health care. You know, in fact, I think there were some real numbers that came out from Planned Parenthood last year that how much money they made from abortions alone. So that number that they put out that says that, you know, actually, you know, they say 5% of what they do is about abortion, 95% is women health care. I mean, that the number, the big number that they put out in terms of how much money they got in abortions last year is in direct contrast to that narrative that they try to, you know, that they would want us to believe, right?
No, that's right. No, they, you know, they'll count, oh, well, you administered the anesthesia. Well, that's counted separately. That's not the abortion. Well, yes, it is. You know, and so it's, you know, very deceptive. You can play with numbers any which way you want, but abortion is the key priority for these people. And then they pump the money they make in abortion into political campaigns. It's always for Democrats, of course, because the Democrat Party is in over their heads in the abortion industry. I mean, they're becoming one and the same with every passing day. So it's really Planned Parenthood is a political machine, and it's also a criminal organization. I'm standing in front of Planned Parenthood right now here in D.C. It is a criminal organization. Why do I say that? Because one of the things we have all the evidence of is that they will actually help minors to skirt around the law because they know that they're obliged to report suspected child sexual abuse and statutory rape. They don't want to do that, and they don't do that. And they'll tell these people who come in, oh, don't tell us your age, so that we don't have to then become mandatory reporters. I mean, this is sick. It's really terrible.
Well, and how about the sale of body parts, Frank?
Yes, that too. Exactly.
Come on. I mean, give me a break. You know, you were talking about the generational impact of a child. A friend has written a book in talking about the generational impact of 12 generations of what it takes for one child to be born. And that child stands on the shoulders. Can you imagine this number? It's 4,079 people at the end of the day. When you count up, just as you said, you know, the lineage, you got two parents, you got two sets of grandparents, you got, you know, four sets of great grandparents, and you just go down the pyramid and you count it up. It's 4,079 people are invested in that one life going back 12 generations.
Amazing. Amazing.
Is God good or what? Hey, as always, Father Frank, God bless you. Be safe. And just pray that the Holy Spirit would continue to envelop you, envelop all those that are there, and that the truth that God would want exposed would come out through everybody participating, those that are giving their testimonies, that they will be given the words that God would want them to share, not only with the people there, but with the world. Because they need to hear the words and the testimonies of these people, because we know it is by their testimony and the blood of the Lamb that lives are changed. Father Frank Pavone has been with us. Thank you, Father Frank. Take care. God bless.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. From the campaign trail to the courtroom in Manhattan this week, in the new E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, the former president, Donald Trump, claims he is the victim.
And I, frankly, am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages.
A judge overseeing the trial threatened to toss Trump out Wednesday. He was accused by Carroll's lawyers of audibly attempting to influence jury members, and Judge Lewis Kaplan agreed. An appeals court decision is a big loss for Apple, for now. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling upholding the ban. So far, Apple's managed to work around the earlier restrictions by importing redesigned versions of the newest Apple Watches from overseas under approval from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We're back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us now. Hey, DeRoy, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm eyeing the results of Iowa. I've been looking at the numbers here. Gosh, it was such a resounding success for the former president. It sent both Ramaswamy and Asa Hutchinson to the sidelines very quickly, and I'm sure has Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, you know, considering their future and trying to figure out, okay, is this worth continuing this fight, or do we save some of our ammo and powder for 2028?
Yeah, nervous Nikki and rickety Ron, I suppose you might say. Yeah, this was an incredible victory on the part of Donald J. Trump. He won 51%. He was about 30 points ahead of Ron DeSantis, got about 21. Nikki Haley was about 19. Ramaswamy ended up at about 7.7, I believe, and he dropped out, endorsed Trump, and appeared with him at a rally in New Hampshire the next night. And this is the biggest primary victory in a competitive primary since Bob Dole in 1988. I think he won by about a 13% margin. Trump won by 30%.
Right.
30%.
Exactly.
Out of the 99 counties in Iowa, he won 98 of them. He lost one county to Nikki Haley by one vote.
Can you believe
one
that?
One vote. So people say one vote doesn't matter. Well, one vote does matter. And if I were Trump, I'd ask for a recount and see if he wins it. And of course, he'd have 99 out of 99 counties. But 98 out of 99, not bad.
Well, that could be a Babylon B narrative there of the challenges.
Exactly.
The caucus for one vote, right?
Precisely right. And you have a screaming vote fraud, I suppose, right?
Yeah, exactly.
In any case, massive victory. And, you know, you hear people like Hillary Clinton and those on the left say, oh, it's, you know, people support Trump, Trumper, it's a cult, it's all a cult. You know, not many cults end up with more than half of the people voting, supporting somebody.
Exactly.
This man is popular in the GOP base. He is somebody I think a lot of people who voted for him are just hungry for the days where we actually had a strong leader rather than somebody who is like Joe Biden, who's gone from being weak to being invisible. I think it was on Monday, the White House called a lid at 10:06 a.m. That means there'd be no more news coming out of the White House at 10 a.m., which basically means, essentially means, I guess, he came to work at 9 and left at 10. So, you know, nothing like a one-hour day, right?
Well, they sent him on a search for Lloyd Austin.
That was on the holiday. That was on Tuesday, which is actually a work day.
Yeah. Yeah, he was looking for Lloyd Austin.
I suppose so, yeah. So, I think we go on to New Hampshire. We'll see what happens next week. But certainly Donald J. Trump comes out of New Hampshire with a tremendous head of steam, with an absolute record victory in Iowa, and something that of which he ought to be proud, and of which his rivals ought to be more than a bit concerned.
Well, there's no question. I mean, look at caucus goers without a college degree, double digits, 62%. Similar results with those who consider themselves very conservative, 58%. Rural voters, 58%. Women, his numbers with women doubled. I mean, you know, and all women in America hate Donald Trump. You know, that's the narrative that Joe Biden has been putting out there. I mean, what Donald Trump has done, obviously, has had effect at Davos, because you've got the CEO of BlackRock, you know, shaking in his boots, saying that, you know, a Trump victory, a Trump presidency would be damaging, you know, to the world. Well, of course, what he means is it's damaging to the World Economic Forum and the plan and the globalist plans that they have. But meanwhile, the world has been, with the anemic showing of America on the world stage. Look what's happening to Roy. I mean, the world really is looking to America for its moral standing, its leadership. You know, we went through this experience after 8 years with Barack Obama, what he did to this country internationally, what he did to the other nations. And then here comes Donald Trump, and in short order, you know, he brings and it was amazing how the international community, lest people forget, how they altered their course. And they suddenly found their backbone. I mean, it was quite amazing. I mean, even at NATO, I mean, look what he did, the successes that he had there, what he did in quieting, Rocket Man and holding Xi into place, and Putin that supposedly he was his puppet and all that, you know, should you want to believe the narrative of the mainstream media, right?
Well, this is what you're discussing is what the results are of something called leadership, and a little bit of leadership will go a long way. You know, Trump was there for 4 years, and as you say, the North Koreans were detonating atomic devices, doing underground tests. That stopped. Russia basically didn't cross any borders. They stayed within their own borders, which they didn't do under Obama, which they didn't do under Biden, as you well know, attacking Crimea under Obama, attacking Ukraine under Biden. The Middle East is always just a seething cauldron of chaos, and by the time Trump left Israel, he had helped Israel negotiate peace agreements with Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, Sudan, which had been on the terrorist watch list, State Department list of state sponsors of terrorism, and with Morocco. So you have four Middle East peace agreements. The Middle East, of all places, calming down. And, of course, our southern border was not completely stitched shut, but the crossings were, illegal crossings were brought down to a trickle. Trump leaves, Biden comes in, and what do you see? The borders are ripped wide open like a gutted fish. You've got Ukraine and Russia fighting in this ongoing standoff that's approaching 2 years running. The Middle East is completely on fire with cruise missiles being shot at U.S. ships, with the Houthi terrorists basically shutting down the Red Sea. Major companies like Shell and others moving their oil tankers, not to go through the Suez Canal, but all the way around Africa, which takes time, costs money, money. And by the way, if you're worried about global warming, also increases the CO2 because you're using a lot more fuel to get around the Horn of Africa. I think I calculated about an extra 25-26% more CO2. So if you're right. worried about that, then that's not good. And then the Chinese are belligerent. Who knows what they're going to do in Taiwan. And so after Joe Biden's not been there 3 years yet, pretty close, but almost just under 3 years. And the place is in flames. The place is a complete wreck. Right. And this is what happens when you've got a president who, you know, I think he's had 4 public events so far this year. He's had, I've heard this morning, no public events at the White House this year so far. And it's just one vacation after another day off, after another trip to the beach house, another trip to Camp David, another trip to his home in Wilmington. And he seems completely disengaged, invisible. His Secretary of Defense finally has left the hospital. I hope he gets better. But he was there for about 2 weeks and for a good four full days. The President of the United States, the Secretary of State, the National Security Advisor, and nobody else knew this man was in the intensive care unit suffering from pancreatic cancer. And Biden didn't know that he had pancreatic cancer for a full 18 days. Mm-hmm. So we basically have a lights on, nobody's home policy in the United States of America, and that is an extremely destabilizing element in global affairs today.
Is it pancreatic or prostate cancer?
Oh, forgive me. I said prostate. Forgive me. It is prostate.
Okay. Right. All right. Okay. I thought, did I miss the headline here?
That's much more survival.
Yeah, exactly.
If you had to pick between the two, you'd want prostate cancer, not pancreatic, which can bring you down in 3-4 weeks, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, too, speaking of
recovery.
Yes, amen. And the other thing, too, is that the Biden administration has finally found their backbone, and they're going to designate the Houthis as a terrorist group.
Yes, and one of the first things Biden did, I think within about the first 2 weeks or so of his presidency, was to take the Houthis off the terrorist official list of terrorist entities. Why he did that is a mystery. I suppose maybe just to satisfy or appease the Iranians, who he's been trying to kiss up to since he got there. And they keep saying they're going to, we're going to put him back on the list. We're going to put him back. Just put him on the list. What? Just stop, stop saying you're thinking. Put him on the damn list. I mean, they've been, I think the number I've seen this morning was 138 attacks on U.S. positions and ships in the Middle East since, I think, October 17th, and that's been being done by the Houthis attacking our positions in Syria, in Iraq. I mean, do we have to hit 150 before they're put back on the terror list? 175, 200, is that the magic number? I mean, they never should have been taken off the terrorist list.
Right.
Put them back on the bloody terrorist list and do it today. Do it now. Don't keep announcing we're thinking about it. We're thinking about it. Put them on the bloody list. And I think that triggers some specific actions in terms of sanctions and so on, and those ought to be applied immediately. Frankly, what they need to do is get some bombers and go in and just destroy the positions from which their rockets are being launched. We have the drones. Find them and flatten them, period.
Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement.
No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez continues with you, along with DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, I'm with you. I mean, with all the technology and everything that we have, I mean, why are we piddling with them? And then also, why are we continuing to piddle with Iran? Iran is the source of all this chaos and everything. And I understand that, you know, we want to be careful and not to ignite this. But meanwhile, we're like dealing, you know, it's like we're dealing this with a Band-Aid, you know, as opposed to just going. I mean, because if you squash Iran, this stuff's going to quiet down, isn't it? I mean, because they're the rebel rouser. They're the key. They're the linchpin to all this.
Yeah, well, they're the folks pulling the puppet strings for sure. Right. You said Band-Aid, more like maybe a cotton swab with a drop or two of alcohol on it. I mean, there's almost nothing being applied there. And look, the Houthis are in Yemen. This is not like Gaza, where you've got a big urban center with buildings all right next to each other, like in Rockefeller Center or Midtown Manhattan, and you want to be careful with killing civilians and all that. Yemen is basically a giant open desert, so I don't think we should be terribly shy about figuring out where the rockets are being launched and find them and just demolish the rocket launchers. And by the way, demolish the rocket launchers along with the people launching the rockets. You know, we want to kill the Houthi terrorists as well, and we ought to be setting in fighters and bombers and just blow them out of the sand. And you can do that without killing a bunch of civilians. So this should have happened after the first, second, or third Houthi missile rocket got launched at us. We've had, as I say, hundreds of rockets thrown at us, 138 different attacks on U.S. positions, U.S. Navy ships. There was, a U.S. Navy ship targeted with a cruise missile. Thankfully, it missed. My fear is that one of these missiles or rockets is going to hit one of our Navy vessels, and it's going to sink, and it's going to take hundreds of U.S. sailors down to the bottom of the Red Sea. And then what are we going to do? Then we're going to be in a state of war with Iran. So much better to take care of this while it's manageable than wait and wait. Something terrible happens, a mini Pearl Harbor, and we've got to go in and you know, send troops into Iran or start a nonstop B-52 bombing campaign on Iran. I think the easiest thing to do with Iran is do what, send a message as Trump did mm-hmm. when he droned and killed Qasem Soleimani, who was the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. And that was, they calmed down a lot after that. I think that really.
Yeah, they quieted down for a couple of years.
They turned really well behaved boys and girls over there. And, you know, Biden needs to stop being such a cream puff and mm-hmm. use these military assets for which we taxpayers pay so many billions and deploy them to get the Iranians, you know, back into a cage. My fear is I was at dinner back in, I think, December, and we went around the table what were our predictions for 2024. And I said my big prediction was that I fear that the Islamic Republic of Iran sometime in 2024 will test an atomic device. And if they join the nuclear club, it is going to make everything in the world so much more difficult and so, make all of our calculations that much harder if we think at any point the Iranians either can put a rocket with an atomic bomb on top and land it in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, or for that matter, put it into a suitcase and have somebody come across the U.S. border and set it down somewhere in Grand Central Station and, you know, hit the timer and have the thing go off. And there goes New York City, including me, by the way. I'll probably disappear in a mushroom cloud. And this is serious business, and Biden and company are totally relaxed. Under Biden, by my calculations, Biden is either sent to Iran or unfrozen or somehow or another made available to the Iranian mullahs in Tehran, $87 billion.
Exactly.
$87 billion.
Yeah. You know how much, a lot of money.
How much damage and terrorism and chaos you can create for $87 billion? And Trump, when he left, I think they had foreign currency reserves of $3 billion. So
yes.
Biden has pumped that up by $84 billion on top of that, which is just abominable.
Yeah, Biden been very, very good to the mullahs, no doubt
about
it.
Very good to the mullahs.
Yeah, exactly. And the deal is that here we are left with this mess, and Barack Obama promised us that there was no way that Iran was ever going to go nuclear, right? And then Joe Biden tried to echo the same thing and going, well, what are you doing about it? Meanwhile, they could just keep progressing and getting closer and closer, you know, to being full-blown nuclear. And I'm with you in your prediction of 2024. I agree with that, and you know, but we've got to, you know, we've got to be proactive. And I guess this is the point of all this. And Joe Biden, just like Barack Obama, didn't know about being proactive. Everything with them was always reactive. I mean, this is why we got Crimea. This is why we got Ukraine, Russia. You know, I mean, this whole situation has just been. I mean, this is a breakdown in leadership, and this is why, you know. You know, elections matter when you get this kind of leadership, and it seems to be very consistent. We have enough experience with the Democratic Party to know what the Democratic Party is going to deliver to the American people and to the world, and there's not a whole lot of good that I can see coming out of it.
Not good at all. And under Obama, Biden, and now under Biden, there's just this desperate desire to conclude and implement the Iran nuclear deal. And then Biden wants to get back into it. I don't know if he's changed his mind lately, but he has been desperate to get the Iran nuclear deal going. And I don't know why they would. I mean, the Iran nuclear deal, among other things, does not allow any U.S. inspectors on the ground. The inspectors have to be from other countries, number one. Number two, Iranian military sites are off limits. Why would you look for atomic weapons on a military base? I mean, why would you look there, right?
Right.
So you're not allowed to go on any military bases. And then if they do find a place, let's just say it's a hospital, and they think, hey, there's some atomic program going on there. The Iranians had, I think the number was 21 days, if not 27 days, where they could block the inspectors and, you know, clean that stuff out, you know, haul it out through tunnels or whatever. And then after, you know, 3 weeks, okay, you guys can come in now. What kind of garbage is that? Who negotiates a deal like that? It should be, we're going to go anywhere we want. Americans will be there. And as soon as we see something, we march in, period. Now you got 3 weeks to hide the evidence. And so Obama and Biden waved this around as this brilliant agreement. And of course, the thing is just shot through with holes with an inspection regime that's laughable. Mike Pompeo, when he was a congressman, discovered that this so-called agreement or treaty, whatever you want to call it, was an executive agreement, I think is the term, wasn't even signed. There's no signature on it. And you wouldn't get an estimate for installing an air conditioner without getting a signed estimate from the HVAC guy.
Right.
Obama Biden got this nuclear deal with the Iranians, and there are no signatures on it. It's not signed. It's unbelievable.
Unreal.
The whole thing is laughable and should give the American people a sense of what the Democrat prerogatives now, which are basically appeasement and something bordering on surrender at all costs, and not the peace through strength, which is what this country needs, which we had under Donald J. Trump, which we'll have under Donald J. Trump if he's reelected in November. And I think you'll see the situation calm down when we lead with strength rather than decline.
Exactly. Well, and we need to understand something else too, DeRoy, that has kind of fallen by the wayside here, and that is when Biden decided to go ahead and execute a campaign there toward Yemen and toward Yemen and the Houthis, that you had the UK giving them a 2-hour advance warning. What's up with that? I mean, nobody has said anything since then.
Yeah, that was surprising. The Brits are usually very, very good about clamming up. You know, we did not know about the British having the Enigma machines. These are the machines that they used to crack Hitler's code for World War II and read all the Nazi military signals. They did not announce that publicly until 1972. That's 27 years after Hitler blew his brains out. And in this instance, the Brits are usually very discreet. I don't know why. Somehow or another, they blabbed this 2 hours before we went in, and the Houthis had 2 hours to say, okay, let's all, you know, run into the bomb shelters or hide behind or whatever. Had it been a total surprise, we would have hit those military targets, and I think we would have killed a lot more of the Houthis than we did. I think the men, the soldiers, terrorists themselves, largely survived. I mean, they may have lost some of their equipment, but the goal there would have been to take out the equipment and take out the terrorists, and
exactly.
2 hours notice to hunker down, and that's very surprising and very disappointing for the British, who are usually very, very far better than we are about guarding their secrets.
But no post reporting or accountability on this at all?
No, you're asking for consequences, Bill. We live in a land without consequences.
I'm sorry.
So why would there be consequences to anything like that?
Yeah, silly me. We got about 2.5 minutes left, and I did want to address the Emmys. I was kind of surprised with the Nielsen ratings. Not that high, but I thought this was probably one of the most recent entertaining Emmys that they had. Anthony Anderson, I got a kick out of his mom holding... holding the acceptance speeches and kind of pushing things around. It was pretty cute. And of course, Anderson in his line, I love his line. He goes, Kevin Costner, you know, he is from Compton. So there was, it was for the most part pretty entertaining. They got the trains out of the port, out of the stations. They arrived on time. 3 hours, I thought the ratings were going to do a little bit better. But, of course, one of the highlights that you write about is Sir Elton John, winning an Emmy.
Yeah, this is very exciting. So Elton John won an Emmy for the Disney Plus simulcast or streaming streaming cast, I don't know if that's a word, of the final concert he did in America, which was November of 2022. I happened to be there personally at Dodger Stadium. It was a wonderful concert. And Disney, it was the very first time Disney Plus had done a live streaming kind of event of that sort. It was beautifully directed, beautifully shot. The camera angles and the lights and everything were terrific. They had drones, they had helicopter shots. It was just gorgeous to watch. And it won an Emmy. And the even greater significance of that is that by winning an Emmy on Monday night, Sir Elton John is now an EGOT, E-G-O-T. And EGOT refers to those people who won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. And only 19 people total have done this. And they include people like Richard Rodgers, the great composer of Rodgers and Hammerstein fame, Rita Moreno, Whoopi Goldberg, believe it or not, and Mel Brooks, Marvin Hamlisch, who did the music for The Chorus Line and so many other musicals. And now Elton John is in that esteemed company. So he's one of the 19 greatest performing artists of all time. And I'm a big fan of his, and I'm very, very happy to see Elton John join the very esteemed class of 18 other EGOTs on the planet.
Exactly. So, well, congratulations to Sir Elton John, no doubt about it. We'll
absolutely
leave it there.
Correct.
DeRoy Murdoch, as always, we appreciate the time, my friend. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Have a great one. Take care.
You as well, Bill. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do the letter.